Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Human characters. Satipatthana is making the five khandhas into four groups. The reason behind is for many lifetimes people have lobha, greedy characters contemplate feelings, vedananupassana. If have wrong view, ditthi characters contemplate minds, sittanupassana. With weak intelligence contemplate forms, kayanupassana. With sharp intelligence contemplate dharmas, dhammanupassana. Forms have the body and easy to discern, or coarser phenomena. People have different characters that have four types of contemplation. With the wrong arrangement of the process in practice and can give the wrong meditation. It's not wrong with the system but with the character. For example, only after killing ditthi and comes for lobha. And after dispelling ditthi with the teaching and should do vipassana. If not, it is only wasting time and will end up with tiredness. It's like a monkey gets a coconut fruit. Someone prefers sour taste is a dosa person. Prefers sweet taste is lobha person. Prefers bitter taste is a moha person. Whatever they prefer and eat accordingly to their characters. Dosa person is closer to nana. So give him dhammanupassana. He is a blunt person. Someone has a lot of thinking and planning. It is thought, vitaka, character and the teacher gives him the anapanasati. You have to contemplate whatever preference according to your character. Faith. Sada character was excessive faith and no wisdom. And panna character penetrates things. There are six types of character. Vedana nirodha tana nirodho, with the cessation of feeling and craving also ceases. Therefore give Vedana to a lobha character. It is easy to success with the meditation on truth if someone has sharp knowledge. In the end, the arising Dharma has the nature of cessation. So if you discern impermanence is all right. At last all of them converge at impermanence. It'll spend a lot of time if the practice is not a suitable one given by teacher or taken by oneself. This is not easy to become a meditation teacher. The lobha person is walking slowly. His sleeping place is always clean and tidy. A dosa person's place is in a mess. He wants to be quick and pressing his front feet in walking. Therefore, there are deep impressions if you check his sandals at the toes places. A moha person doesn't have the straight footsteps. For the importance of a teacher, Sayadaw gave the example of Ven. Sariputta and Ven. Anuruddha. A person having wisdom becomes conceited, then let him contemplate the impermanence of mana, conceit. A person with sharp wisdom and conceit, give him dhammanupassana. The first thing is taking the meditation method according to one's character. After that, he must dispel wrong view, and then contemplate the impermanence. I am not just giving for a talk but for the way of practice. There are three stages to strip off ditthi. Knowing, developing and abandoning, theory, practice and result. Continued on the Anuruddha's story. Form or matter, rupa, is changing and perishing. Changing means disbanding one's nature. Perishing is also the same. Disbanding one's nature is anicca. Form disbands form's nature and Vedana disbands Vedana's nature. Other khandhas also know in this way, i.e., perception, kamic formation and consciousness. This is form, this is Vedana, etc. These are stripping off ditthi with knowing. Knowing the disbanding of one's nature with contemplation is vipassana. Knowing by falling away ditthi is with perception. Sana. It's learning from a teacher. It's not with wisdom yet. Panna also has two kinds. Lokya and Lokuttara Panna mundane and supramundane wisdom. Let's do the practice. First, must strip off wrong view with mundane wisdom. For example, form is disbanding its own nature. Does it still have form there? Know the other khandhas also in the same way. If you can discern the disbanding of its own nature is mundane wisdom. It is not Tarana Parina yet if you are still seeing form as form. Understanding with developing. Only seeing the Anicca Lakkhana, the characteristic of impermanence, DA process will be cut off. We're talking as Sittanupassana contemplation of mind. It's necessary that we have to use it. It's not only contemplating as mind, but also have to discern the impermanent characteristic of the mind. If you're still seeing it as mind is a nutty person. For example, a mosquito bites you. From the not itching Vedana and it becomes itching Vedana. This is changing and disbanding its nature. You will realize Dharma in the evening if you're discerning in this way, practicing in the morning. This was taught by the Buddha. You are not right yet if you're still not discerning Anicca Lakkhana. Dharma is inviting you, Ehi Pasako, inviting one to come and see, calling you to observe the nature of its cessation. Or the cessation of the Dharma is calling at the Magga Dharma. When the Maggan arrives here, does it still exist? The not existing Lakkhana is Anicca Lakkhana. Not really existing Dharma is only a concept. Knowing from the existing to not existing Dharma is Lakkhana. The inviting Dharma and the contemplative mind have to be in accordance with each other. The object of contemplation is inviting you and also not existing after that, because rise and fall are very fast. At the time of the contemplative mind observing it and seeing the not existing of it. You must see the Lakkhana. In our speech is talking about the contemplation of impermanence. If talking rightly, you have to contemplate the Anicca Lakkhana. Seeing only the not existing is its Lakkhana. For you to note, seeing from its existing to its not existing is Anicca Lakkhana. Follow Ehi Pasako with Sanditiko is seeing the Lakkhana, i.e., inviting Dharma and seeing Dharma. Still seeing Vedana is Namaparakeda Nana, knowledge of discerning the mind, here Vedana. The mind is inviting you and also disappearing. If you can follow with every calling and seeing its Lakkhana, i.e., seeing its not existing. You must know the calling and also have to contemplate it, and then will know its Lakkhana. It is wrong if you are still seeing its entity. And seeing Lakkhana is right. During the time of inviting you it's there. When you contemplate of it and it's not there. Whatever Dharma you're contemplating and it must be this way. The arising Dharma inviting you and its vanishing shows the Lakkhana. Hatava abhavutena anakam at the time of contemplation with the inviting and seeing its not existing is impermanent. If your contemplation is right and DA process will be cut off. If not right and it'll not be cut off. Not existing is Anicca and Nana is Lakkhana. The object is Anicca and Nana is Lakkhana. The ways of stripping off Ditthi are not the same. The time you discern form, Vedana, etc. are with perception. With discerning impermanence is Panna. Ditthi falling away with perception still has the body concept. With Panna is without the body. The differences are here. There is no existence of stability, me and mine. Mundane wisdom is good. We have to develop this wisdom. You have to catch up with its Lakkhana while Dharma arising every time. With a lot of contemplation, development is even not seeing its perishing Lakkhana. Not seeing means Nana is becoming mature. by killing Dithi and it become thinner. It's staying there as Anasaya, latent disposition. With Anasaya vanishes and not seeing Anaka, or the Kanda. Instead you are seeing the Nika Lakana, permanent characteristic. It's Nibbana. If you're discerning Anaka Lakana, it's Vipassana Nana. Without it, i.e., Anaka or the Kanda, and then it changes from the conditioned to the unconditioned, from Sankata to Asankata. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Not becoming dog again. Sometimes Sayadaw's talks were like a lion's roar. Fearless and only regarding for the truths, not concerned about the listener's status and wealth. In the sutta, the Buddha described it very simple but profoundly. Because of Sayadaw's sharp mind, some of his profound talks were strong samvega and humorous. It could give the listeners different tastes of Dharma, Dharma rasa. Closing square bracket. In the Khandavagga Samyutta, the Buddha taught clearly that we should not have affections to the Dukkha Khandas. For this the Buddha gave the simile of a dog. A dog was bound with a collar and rope to a strong post. So it couldn't run away from the post. There are two suttas with the name of leash. Sayadaw based his talk on the second sutta. SN.22.100 Dhatiyagadalabhadhasattam. It only could run around the post with its collar and rope. It became an aging, sick and dying dog at the foot of the post. The dog was eating, drinking, urinating and excreting near around it. Its ugliness was no end. The collar and rope were not cutting off and the post not came out. So, it couldn't see any freedom. It was unpleasant for others to see it. The Buddha wanted to show our ugliness so that he gave this simile. The strong post represented the five khandhas. Attachment to the khandha was the strong rope. Taking him as me and mine was the Dithi collar. Deluded, crazy and blind worldling was the dog. Don't take it as an offending remark. Your foolishness and stupidity are not different from this dog. If you still have tana, mana rope, Dithi collar and clinging to the khandha post is like this dog. It is also the same way if you want to go celestial realms and Brahma god realms. Praying for the becoming is changing post. I.e., as human being, celestial being, etc. Because you don't want to be free as dog mentioned above. The power of not knowing, ignorance is so great that people are saying things and doing things whatever they want. Just reflect on nowadays human and the earth problems. Now, praying is only for becoming a dog. If becoming worse than that, just go to Avicii hell. Don't be ended up with the artists, but at truth. This referred to art drawings and books which describe ye about celestial realms without really seeing with their own eyes. Khandha is Dukkha Sakka, i.e., the post, rope and collar are Samadaya Sakka and the dog is the sufferer, Dukkha beings. Beings make their own posts, bind themselves with ropes and put on collars and running around their posts in circle, showing themselves in the 31 realms of existence without shame. Not doing vipassana practice, the post, rope and collar will be never broken off, and then they will never be free from becoming a dog. Nowadays dog culture is extremely popular. It seems dog numbers are nearly overcome human number. Where are these dogs coming from? The post is broken off if you see the impermanence of the five khandhas. Not connecting with tana, the rope is also cutting off, and then not seeing the khandha as this is mine, this I am and this is myself. Not taking the khandha with tana, mana and dithi. It becomes a spiritual worldling from a crazy worldling, from Anda Padarjana to Kalyana Padarjana. And then you're not happy to be at the base of the post. You make the decision for digging out the post, so continue the contemplation. If developing to the knowledge of disenchantment and has the seed of a stream enterer. With the disenchantment and continue the contemplation without giving up. All are included if you choose one of the contemplations, with one of the four satipatthanas. There is no need to contemplate all the five khandhas. With the knowledge of not wanting and free from this is mine, this I am and this is myself. The post, the rope and collar are falling off. Except vipassana, there is no other true refuge. If you have compassion for yourself and just do the practice. You must have to do it. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Difficult to know Dukkha and Vedana. King Milinda asked Ven. Nagasena. Does everyone attain Nibbana? Someone who can know Dukkha and penetrate Dukkha will attain it. With these knowledges, it's the cessation of Tanha. The cessation of Tanha is Nibbana. Here are two important points. These are, 1 to know Dukkha, 2 and to penetrate Dukkha. Number 2 is not wanting Dukkha, so Tanha ceases. Number 1 is important to know about Dukkha. Number 2 is important for no connection with Dukkha. It has to be cut off with knowledge. Nana. It's important for a teacher to teach the student to know Dukkha. It's also important for the student not wanting Dukkha by cutting off. To know Dukkha again and again and developing by not wanting it. The knowledge of not wanting will arise only by knowing about Dukkha. If you don't know, you're wanting it. Vulture likes the putrid carcass of a dog because it's with the vulture eye and knowing. You must also change from the knowing of the vulture eye to the knowing of a human eye. Whenever you observe the khandha, it's only a subha and dukkha, loathsome and suffering. You must change it from the worldling eye into an Aryan eye. Wherever we were before, we only made prayers and wishes for dukkha and a subha. And we only are clinging to Dukkha and Asubha. Vulture eye and its knowing refer to Tanha, Upadana. Sayadaw continue to talk about the cause of Dukkha by tracing the DA process in reverse order, starting from Jara, Marana Dukkha. Vedana, Tanha, Upadana and Kama are the real Dukkha. We never complain about it as Dukkha. Never complain about good to eat and live as Dukkha, i.e., Vedana. According to DA process, Samadaya becomes Dukkha and again Dukkha becomes Samadaya. For example, Vedana right pointing arrow Tanha right pointing arrow Upadana equals Samadaya right pointing arrow Dukkha, Samadaya right pointing arrow Dukkha, etc. We never observe Tanha arises and Tanha dies away. Do we really know the real Dukkha? When Dukkha Vedana arises and wanting it to go away of Tanha comes in, and continue to Upadana and Kama. For pleasant feeling, Sukha Vedana, and the liking Tanha arises and also continue to Upadana and Kama. Even Dukkha itself exists. Do you still know Dukkha? Even not knowing about Dukkha is far from penetrating Dukkha. So, we don't attain Nibbana. All you know is the very coarse Dukkha, painful feeling. Vedana is covering up Nibbana. Pleasant feeling, Sukha Vedana, is the biggest enemy. It's the most affectionate thing for all of us. Vedita Sukha and Santi Sukha are totally different. Happiness come from feeling and peace. Vedayita Sukha is oppressing and tormenting you. Happiness, Sukha, of good feeling oppresses you so that you never attain peaceful happiness. For this point, Sayadaw gave the examples of ants die in honey and fishes die of baits. At last the fish dies with Dukkha Vedana by beaten. In your whole life, or Samsara Vedana are taking in turn and oppressing you. Don't say about of understanding Dukkha Sakka, even we're falling in love with it. Not knowing Dukkha Sakka is the worst and the most stupid thing. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Bond with Dithi rope and carrying away by Tanna water. Before contemplating Dithi with Vipassana, it's necessary to clear away its influence beforehand. If you have the I, me and then you have mine. Therefore if you have Dithi and Tanna will follow. Dithi is binding a person and Tanna river, water carrying him downstream. Therefore even he is seeing the river bank and he can't climb up on it. Even though it is Tanna water which carried him down towards the four woeful plains, he can't free himself from it because of being bound with Dithi rope. We were carrying away randomly by Tanna water in the whole samsara. We'll encounter with big waves and whirlpools. The five sense objects were floods, OGHA. Therefore you have to be sunk in them. The whirlpool is also pulling you in and sinking you down. Here you don't need to be afraid of the flood and Tanna. You have to be fear of bound with the Dithi rope. Therefore the Buddha said that Dithi was very important. DA process makes you sink and sensual objects make you in dizziness. Tanna is carrying you away down there. Dithi makes you without energy and power. It was also making you mist with the Buddha and the Dharma. Tanna also has not the power to carry you away if you conquer Dithi. Also you are not going into the whirlpool and flood. And there is no more sinking in the DA process. Therefore Dithi is very important. It opposes the good and holy dharmas. It was for this reason that the Buddha taught us to abandon Dithi first by giving the similes of head on fire and the inflicting by spears. Wholesome dharmas can give the result of Nibbana as supportive conditions. But we don't attain it because of mixing up with Dithi. If you are making merits for the purpose of Nibbana, then don't mix up with Dithi. Sayadaw continued for dispelling Dithi with the five khandhas. Viewing the khandha wrongly as a living being is Dithi. Bound with its rope strongly and be not able to take it off, it is Dittupadana, clinging the five khandhas as me. You are not free from the four woeful planes if this Dithi is not falling off. Showing with the DA process, Dittupadana right-pointing arrow kamma right-pointing arrow painful birth. And the Buddha continued to say that it will freed from the four woeful planes if Dithi had been fallen off. Therefore Dithi has to be fallen away. The reason why Dithi arises from the five khandhas is not clear about the Samuti Sakka and the Pramita Sakka, conventional and ultimate truths. For this point, Sayadaw gave the example of a woman who was becoming with sorrow lamentation, pain and grief with the death of her husband. This comes from not understanding about these five truths. The reason is overcoming by the conventional truth. The five khandhas are disappearing for her and becoming sorrow, lamentation, and crying as I have lost my husband. This is crying for the non-existing thing. Crying for the Atta, the husband. Her non-existence husband was disappearing. This is the most difficult thing to deal with. Worldlings are really in the state of super craziness. Arians will laugh amusingly by pressing their bellies. You all were in the whole samsara, had troubles, difficulties and died. And all were oppressing and tormenting by the non-existing things. Beaten with the non-existing stick, in reality can never die, but people die with sorrow, lamentation, pain and grief by the non-existing things. You must clear about the five khandhas, also about Samuti and Paramatta if you want to strip off Dithi. There were 8 causes to teach on conventional truths. 3 causes, i.e., 3 universal characteristics, for the ultimate truths. Teach Samuti for the sake of shame and fear of wrongdoings, giri and otapa dharmas, etc. Not knowing the 5 khandhas analytically and penetratingly, and ditthi will not fall off. There are 3 kinds of analytical and penetrative knowledges, knowing. These are nata parinna, tarana parinna and pahana parinna respectively, i.e., knowledges of theory, practice and result. Dharma talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Dispelling ditthi before insight. In the beginning Sayadaw talked about Ven. Anuradha who had doubt and didn't know how to answer the questions of the outsiders. I am talking about the process of the practice in accordance with the Buddha. You have to dispel ditthi first before the insight practice. Ven. Anuradha had doubt because he couldn't give the exact answers to the outsiders. His answers were giving with wrong view. Ditthi. He practiced by himself without giving up ditthi. There is no need to answer for them if people are asking questions with living being. Satta. Because living being does not exist as a reality. Worldlings always have ditthi in their hearts. There is no need to answer every question which refers to non-existence. One of the ways of the Buddha was to answer with questions. There are 4 types of questions to test someone having wrong view or not. It mentioned in the Abhyakatasamyutta, connected discourses on the undeclared. Note, the 4 types of questions mentioned in the Abhyakatasamyutta are. 1. Does the Tathagata, or Arahant, exist after death? 2. Does the Tathagata, or Arahant, not exist after death? 3. Does the Tathagata, or Arahant, both exist and not exist after death? 4. Does the Tathagata, or Arahant, neither exist nor not exist after death? Closing square bracket. Some of the questions mentioned among the texts are no need to answer. You yourself are not clear about with it if you give its answers. There are 2 causes for not attaining magga and phala, path and fruit knowledge. These are, 1. The 5 heavy kammas, 2. With the wrong process in the practice. The Buddha continued asking questions to Ven. Anuradha and helping him to give up wrong views. If you observe the way which the Buddha asking questions, it was clear that before the contemplation and helping him to dispel ditthi. During the time of listening Dharma talk ditthi falls away is important. And then during the sitting meditation it doesn't need any more. Therefore without listening Dharma talk can't enter the stream. Only by listening of Sanata Dharma and leading towards Magga and Phala. It's the Dharma devoid of a person and living being. Only becoming Sanata Dharma and ditthi will fall away. Nothing is more important than Sanata Dharma. Note on wrong view and Sanata Dharma. Why Sanata Dharma are so important in the Buddha's teaching? There are many reasons about them. Here we contemplate a few of them. Except a Samma Sambuddha, the Buddha, no one could teach it. Therefore, it is very rare and difficult indeed that any living being has the chances to listen to and to know them. It relates to insight practice, vipassana, or wisdom, panna. Without the knowledge and practice of Sanata Dharma, no one can realize Nibbana except the Pachaka Buddha. Even most Buddhists do not know about them. Most of them are ordinary Buddhists and not a true one. Therefore, in the future Sanata Dharma are the first one to be disappeared. We can dispel people's wrong view only with void or emptiness. The self view, identity view, is very deep rooted in living beings' mind. Without dispelling and eradicating of wrong view. Sakaya Ditthi. Living beings will never safe from the painful existences, which even a bodhisattva could not escape. With self-view latent in the heart, human beings can do all sorts of unwholesome or evil actions which they can think about. We can see the over-selfishness in the world today, and the outcomes of it create a lot of human problems, include internally and externally, mind pollutions and natural pollutions. The law of dependent origination is the medicine cure the disease of selfishness or selfish disease. Therefore, Mogik Sayadaw used this teaching to teach Buddhists in his whole life. Closing square bracket.